Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, on the back of the success of our Olympians, the government has said it will significantly increase sports funding, and some major sports capital projects are already planned in both Cork and Dublin. There is a recognised need for new and refurbished athletics facilities if we are to help create the Olympians of the future. Earlier this year, thousands of athletes in Cork were without any track to train on, while currently 18 clubs share just one track in the city. In Dublin, one of the biggest clubs is using a track that hasn't had an upgrade in many years and needs now to be replaced. Brian O'Connell reports on this for us now. Brian, good morning. How come there was no athletics track in Cork for a good portion of the year?
Well, I suppose what we're seeing now, just to pull it back a little bit, is an infrastructure deficit that needs to be addressed across some sports if we're to help create, as you said, the Olympians of the future. Where there has been some announcements and some projects are moving ahead and we are catching up in some areas, there are gaps. Now, on the athletics front, and we did obviously make some big jumps forward on the track in this Olympic cycle, but as you referenced, if we look at the second biggest concentration probably of athletes outside of Dublin, which would be Cork, this year the only facility at the time which was catering for thousands of athletes was the Mardyke Athletics Track, which is run by UCC. That was closed due to the very poor state of the surface in March. This is now likely to be a long-term closure. There's no indication when it will reopen. The MTU track in Bishopstown did open this summer. There were delays, but it did open. It was part of a 14 million euro overall investment. But you have a situation essentially where clubs are sharing track time. They're getting limited access to the track, obviously given the demand in Cork. I spoke with Enda Kiernan, who's Vice Chair of Cork Athletics County Board. He's a member of St Finbarr's AC, and we met at the UCC track.
We're sitting here this morning at the site of the Mardyke Athletic facility. It should be of high activity, with youngsters running around here shouting, roaring, screaming, jumping, throwing. But unfortunately, all that's here is the robins and the sparrows and the swifts walking, hopping around the place and flying. The track has been closed since March of this year due to issues with the surfacing of it.
It clearly is not fit for purpose.
It's not fit for purpose, and we must also be conscious that some of the what we see here on the track this morning is actually investigations by professional people. So in March, unfortunately, there was no track for any club here in the county.
So what's the situation at the moment?
The track here at UCC, as we see, is sitting idle awaiting repairs. The track in MTU is in full use. Prior to the track being resurfaced in MTU, there were 12 city clubs utilising it. We now have a situation that there are 18 clubs utilising the track, and we have on occasions nights where there's three clubs sharing the track up there, which is great to have, be back at a track, but it's not sustainable in the long term. There's a number of projects at the drawing board at various stages. Cork County Council have applied for the LSSIF, or the Large Scale Sports Infrastructure Grant, in June for a new planned 400 metre track, 8-lane 400 metre track in Mallow, in conjunction with Mallow AC and with North Cork AC. In terms of around the city here, the board with a number of clubs recognised the need for another metropolitan track. So St Finbarr's AC, along with Tokar AC and Ballincollig AC, have come together in conjunction with the Munster Agricultural Society out in Corraheen to look at a facility there. So they have the heads of agreement on a piece of land there.
What would you be calling for now? Because it's clear there's an infrastructural deficit here, and it's clear there's a huge interest and an upsurge in athletics in Ireland, and it would seem the funding is going to be put in place.
There's definitely a need for another track in the city area. The Bandon AC, Bandon Athletic Club, are actually building a 6-lane 400 metre track as we speak, and they have actually applied for the LSSIF grant themselves. Middleton, down in the Middleton East Cork area, they have a group there set up trying to source a location and funding for another 8-lane 400 metre track in East Cork.
What role has government to play?
We need funding from the government. We need the backing of the Minister of Sport. We need the backing of his department.
So you can hear there from Enda Kiernan, Vice Chair of the Cork Athletics County Board, there are plans in place and there are certain tracks at certain stages of development. But I did ask UCC for an update on what the plan is with the Mardyke facility. Will they get it reopened? They said they're working closely with the Students' Union and club executives on an outdoor sports facilities master plan. In the coming months, they hope to be in a position to upgrade the sporting community on this plan.
We'll find out what money the government's going to spend where in a minute, but let's move from the real capital to the actual capital, Brian. You spoke to Tala AC because they too need significant funding to upgrade their track.
They do, and Cecil Johnston is PRO with Tala AC. He's a coach as well in the club. He's also the Dublin Juvenile Competition Secretary, knows the terrain very well. Now, Dublin would have a much better quota of tracks and athletics facilities than some parts of the country, but there is still significant pressure on the infrastructure, long waiting lists in some clubs, particularly in juvenile sections. Tala AC, obviously where our Olympian Rashida Adeleke began, it needs the track surface to be relayed. It needs floodlights to be upgraded. They put in for a large sports grant request through the local authority and they are hopeful of a positive outcome. This is Cecil.
The Tala track is in situ since 2006, I think. So we're talking about 18 years or thereabouts. Normally the lifespan would be about 10 years. It's in dire need of repair at this moment in time. We did some repairs about 2 years ago on a section, probably about 30 metres of it, you know, with support from the local authority here, South Dublin County Council, which cost about 28 grand, I think.
There seems to be huge interest in athletics at the moment.
So, you know, I know we've had huge number of requests for to join the club and I'm aware of many other clubs who have similar requests.
And the importance of having athletics infrastructure then, can you just explain why it's so important we have running tracks, for example?
For sprinters, I think it's vitally important. It's equally important, I suppose, for middle distance runners when, you know, they need to do some of their track sessions and track work. Without them, I suppose, our athletes can't develop, you know, to the level where Rashida's at. We would use it for Dublin Juvenile Leagues and Championships.
So obviously you realise your track needs to be relayed and you put in for a funding application.
Through the local authority. So we would have advised the council on, you know, what we are actually looking for and they would submit it on their behalf. That was for to resurface the track. The quote was in around 300,000. I would expect that it would probably be dearer now. The maximum we could apply for was 200,000.
So 9 months ago or thereabouts, the application went in. Have you got the check?
No.
What's the story?
We're still waiting on word. So, you know, if we have to close the gate on that track, well, then we're in serious trouble.
Still no check. Okay. So the minister has a magic wand. Has he waved it?
Well, as you can imagine, there are a lot of clubs around the country expecting a bonanza because obviously the Department of Sport and the Minister has committed to increasing funding. The Minister for Sports, Thomas Byrne, his department are going to be very busy over the next few weeks as they attempt to match the upsurge in interest post-Olympics with that significant investment. This is some of what Minister Byrne told me yesterday. I began, Philip, by asking him, do we have a significant deficiency in sports infrastructure in his assessment?
There have been quite a number of announcements over the course of this government.
Have we got an infrastructure deficit, do you think, in your assessment?
Well, we have in certain sports. I mean, athletics actually generally across the country is not too bad, but there are clearly some deficits and there are tracks that need repair. There's no doubt about that. We definitely need more swimming pools, and there were grants awarded for swimming pool facilities under the last round of the Large Scale Sports Infrastructure Fund. The problem with swimming pools is they just take a huge amount of money. I would say the ones that local authorities are designing at the moment take a huge amount of money.
Well, we see in the Irish Times today a report that a swimming club in Cork bought a modular type swimming pool and it's in storage at the moment and they're trying to get land for it.
Yeah, I would strongly encourage the local authority there to try to find land. I'm aware of that particular club and what they've done. There are lots of examples of what can be done with a bit of imagination.
And then in terms of athletics, so we have, for example, Tala AC are hoping their track can be resurfaced. They were saying it's been laid in 2006, so it needs quite a lot of work. And then in Cork, obviously, you have a situation where, yes, MTU is open, but I think 18 clubs are using the MTU track at the moment and the UCC track. There's no certainty as to when that will reopen or if any works will be undergone on it.
Well, in relation to Tala, look, that has got significant sports capital funding in the past, and I understand there is an application in for sports capital funding this autumn. And what we said in relation to sports capital funding is that all applications which are valid will receive a grant. We said we'd do that in September. In 2019, the total amount of sports capital funding that was given out by the then government was 59 million. We have an ask in of 359 million at the moment. And what we said is that we will give at least 250 million. So that's a massive increase in funding. Right. Yes, it takes a bit of time to administer, but what we're going to see in September when I make the announcements is facilities up and down the country getting new facilities, getting improved facilities, or getting facilities such as floodlights, which enable premises to be used later on into the evenings. I've been down at Bandon Athletic Club, which is the home of Phil Healy. It's an incredible construction project that's going on there. And there are similar examples in various sports. So I think this is an unequivocal good news story. It's public demand. It's something that we need. It's something I know we need. Look forward to making the announcements when the assessments are fully complete in September.
Sports Minister Thomas Byrne. So it does sound like there's a lot of clubs and local authorities that are in for some good news there next month. Brian, thank you very much for that. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.